Good morning and welcome to the table. We are so grateful to be together on this beautiful Easter morning. We are grateful for those for whom this is a new experience and grateful for all of us for whom this is your spiritual home and everyone in between. No labels, really. I just want to say we're really grateful to be together, and I invite you to rise in body or spirit as you are willing.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for the springing fresh from the womb. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every God's recreation of the new day. Christ the Lord's risen today. Sings out a brand new song. Living Christ, you are the mystery. The loop of death is now reality. Love reigns as a new day dawns. You're stronger than death. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Salvation's here, come and join along. That beyond all our fear and shame, with joyful hope we will all proclaim. Love reigns as a new day dawns. You're stronger than death. Oh, praise the Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise
place our trust in you. Our hope is found in you alone. We build our house on you. When darkness takes our sight, and straining has made us fly, our hope is found in you alone. When darkness takes our sight, when rulers rule by fear, your rule of love will still be here. Our hope is found in you alone. When rulers rule by fear, if justice doesn't come in this life under the sun, our hope is found in you alone. If justice doesn't come, justice come, justice come, roll on down the hills, come on, roll on through the prairies deep, roll on o'er the mountains deep, roll on through the deepest seas, justice come, justice come. On you, we place our trust in you. Our hope is found in you alone. We build our house on you.
And I'm done being caught, so right now. I'm sorry. We want this to be right. So we're gonna do this again. Thank you. And I'm done being tied, so right now I'm inspired. I was once underwater and now I'm on fire.
Welcome to the revelation.
And I feel it in the air, that Mother Earth ain't steady. Feel so alive even though times are deadly. And in my soul,
get ready,
something is stirring now.
Get ready,
but I'm not worried.
Get ready,
you better get ready. My soul, something is stirring now, but I'm not worried. You better get ready to see now. Good people been down for so long, and now it's like the sun is rising. Good people been down for so long, and now I see the sun is rising. the sun is rising. It's coming, it's on its way. Nothing tonight is getting in the way. The sun is rising. It's coming, it's on its way.
Wow. Maybe, can all of you see me? Oh, welcome. Welcome to Easter worship at the table. This morning, when I was doing welcoming each other for hospitality, I said what I'm grateful for. And I said, I'm grateful for all the volunteers who showed up yesterday, this morning, who's going to show up at 11. And I'm grateful for each and everyone for coming in Easter Sunrise Service at 6:30 in the morning. For all those who are here right now, and for those who are online, and for those who are going to come at 11. And those who keeps us in their spirit. I'm the Sunday morning coordinator here at the table, and I welcome those who are online at table.live. Our host is Lisa today. So, hey, Lisa, and each and everyone on our online platform. Today's bulletin is available with a QR code, those in the sanctuary, and a link will be shared for those online. If you would like to learn more about our community of faith, please go to our website, thetableumc.org. And complete an online connect card. Instead of godly play this morning for children, we invite families to stay together here in the sanctuary. We do have binders with special art materials in the back of the sanctuary for children of all ages. Just so you know, all of our binders right now at this moment is gone, but we do have some coloring papers and color pencils for them. Please feel welcome to move as needed. Our Easter offering this year will support Table Farm Summer High School Fellowships. Our community's generous gift will help provide stipends of $1,300 for high school students to explore environmental justice and regenerative agriculture while developing leadership skills, building community, and leading contemplative spiritual practices. We invite you to give online to the Easter offering or with a check here at the sanctuary. There's also, if you have church app, which is very quite easy for you to navigate and do your offering, and you have to choose Easter on that drop-down menu. We invite you to stand in body or spirit as our music team shares Butterfly by Joseph Garrels.
Stranger than a dream. When you see the unseen, like a cuckoo, no opening, soon it's coming to an end. Truth is stranger than fiction. What has always been hidden will be opening. And Lord, the things will pass away. Behold the weight of glory unveiled. Up from the earth into the sky.
Wow, what a song. Wow. All things are made new. Amen. He is risen. Hallelujah. Amen. My name is Bob Martinez, and normally at this time, we would be dismissing some folks. But as Sarnit has said, we're going to do things a little bit different this morning. Instead of moving to their godly place sanctuaries, we'll instead be staying all together for our total inclusive Easter worship celebration. Now, of course, we do have loving and professional care for our tiny little ones throughout worship. We have rocking chairs for parents who might need them, find them useful. We have binders. Well, we had binders. But we have special art materials in the back of the sanctuary for children of all ages. Just want to emphasize, as we say, all means all, and all of you are welcome to move around as you need to. I kind of like the buzz, the sounds. It feels like a home. Cool. Our reading this morning comes from the account of the resurrection as it's recorded in the Gospel of Mark, and I'll be sharing from the First Nations version and Indigenous translation of the New Testament, and of course, you are invited to follow along. After the day of resting was over, strong tears Mary of the village of Creator's High Lodge, Magdala, and brooding tears Mary, the mother of He Takes Charge, James, along with the peaceful woman, Salome, brought herbal spices to rub into the body of Creator Sets Free, Jesus. So on the first day of the week, they came to the burial cave very early in the morning, just as the sun was rising. They were asking each other, who will roll the stone away from the opening of the burial cave? But when they arrived, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled away. When they went inside the burial cave, they saw a young man dressed in a pure white garment sitting to the right of the cave. This filled the women with fear that covered them like a blanket. Do not fear, the young man said to them. The one you are looking for is not here. Creator sets free from Seed Planter Village, Nazareth, who was killed on the cross, has returned to life. See for yourselves, here is where they laid him. Now go and tell his followers, and stands on the rock, Peter, that he is going ahead of them to Circle of Nations, Galilee. It is there that they will see him again, just as he told them. Terror and amazement came upon the women as they ran as fast as they could from the burial cave.
As our musicians move down, I invite us into a spirit of prayer. God of new life, we give thanks for your love which overcomes. May your power and spirit roll away every stone which prevents us from truly seeing your hope rising in our midst. Embolden us to trust more deeply in the power and the mystery of resurrection this Easter day. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts align with the message that you would have for us now. Amen. I found myself listening over and over to the music which we have shared this morning in celebration of resurrection on Easter, opening with an Easter medley, Morning Has Broken. It's from a 1931 hymn by Eleanor Farjon. And then that same song was recast by Cat Stevens, brought to new life, you could say, in 1972. And then blurring into Christ the Lord is Risen Today, a 1739 hymn from Charles Wesley. This is a song that for some, at least, on Easter, well, Easter simply isn't Easter until they have sung this song. And then into the more recent Easter Dawn by David Gunger, and then Butterfly by Josh Garrels, and Good People by Pharrell and Mumford & Sons. It's that one, Good People, that's actually been on repeat in our house, I'd say for the last 24 hours, but probably the last 3 or 4 days. It's an unexpected, at least to me, collaboration between Pharrell Williams and Marcus Mumford. But I learned this week that their friendship actually goes back over a decade, and they were able to reconnect last summer when Mumford & Sons was playing at Pharrell's festival, Something in the Water, in Virginia Beach. And in an interview about Mumford & Sons, Pharrell shared this. He says, I always thought that their sound was an interesting one, and the aesthetic was just as interesting. And I was very curious as to what it would be like to work with them. There was like a snowball effect of curiosity, and if I could even be of added value. If Pharrell Williams could be of added value, that's comical. But that phrase, a snowball effect of curiosity, I love that phrase. And I wonder how much healing and hope and power might come into the world if we all got caught up in a snowballing of curiosity. Tragically, this is not what the followers of Jesus have become known for. It would actually seem the opposite. Instead of getting caught up in a snowballing of curiosity, most folks tend to experience Christianity as primarily a quelling of curiosity, a stamping out of curiosity, an insistence on narrow definitions of doctrinal certainty, which is anything but curious. So instead of wondering, like Pharrell, if we could even be of added value, folks tend to feel like the Christian industrial complex is sending them on their way, like this child. Bye, Papa. Mama and I are on the loose. This sanctuary is not going to hold us down. Thankfully, Creator Sets Free embraces the children. And Creator Sets Free never intended, or I would suggest could have imagined, that the movement that he was embodying could become co-opted by empire, by religious fundamentalists, by wayward leaders of established religious expressions, by white Christian nationalists that hawk Bibles, use them as weapons, in direct contrast to the movement's original anti-imperial bend for freedom and justice and healing and hope for those on the underside. But alas, this is undeniably where we find ourselves. Marcus Mumford described the gospel influences on the song that they shared together, and he says this about working with Pharrell. We talked about how change doesn't come without a revelation first. And we both had experiences with that. We'd all had experience with that. And it felt like we were ready to write a song that felt quite connected to how we were feeling and reaching into some soulful level. Our resurrection reading from Mark's gospel on this Easter morning describes a revelation experience. Instead of a collaboration between Pharrell and Marcus Mumford, this story is a collaboration among the gospel's most faithful early followers of Jesus, not Peter and the boys, but strong tears, Mary, brooding tears, Mary, along with peaceful woman, Salome. As it seems is always the case in the biblical witness, those on the underside of history, women in this case, are the most faithful among us. Maybe this has something to do with why their leadership tends to be banned or excluded by churches that favor, if unconsciously, empire, what we call Christian nationalism, in the name of what we proclaim as orthodoxy. But what is the revelation that these faithful first followers, these women, experienced on that first Easter morning? First, a few words to help us just unpack what revelation means, because for some of us, that's a touchy word. The term revelation was used in Jewish rabbinic theology, which shaped and sustained Jesus, to describe a manifestation of God by some wondrous, awe-inducing act. Maybe you've experienced something like that, something that brings you up short in awe. Marcus Mumford says, change doesn't come without a revelation first. Maybe you've experienced that moment. The Jewish theology of Jesus' day would agree. God is manifest before us, and we see and we hear and we perceive in the utter awe of the moment. We glimpse the mystery, the hope, the power, and the healing of God. And that moment changes us. Apocalypsis is the Greek word, which means revelation. Instead, though, of predicting, as some imagine, the end of the world, the word apocalypse literally means to pull the lid off of something, or that which is uncovered. And friends, resurrection does precisely this. It pulls the lid off. It uncovers. Not just pulling the lid off of a literal tomb in ancient Israel. Not just uncovering a single grave by rolling away a stone, but revealing something ever, ever even deeper. Namely, the death-dealing violence and hatred and scapegoating in which our world is trapped does not have the last word. The revelation described in the final lines of Mark's gospel is so wild and so evocative, it's so untamed, that many have gone on afterwards to try to bring a sense of closure to it, to try to wrap it up more neatly. It can't end in silence with the women running in fear and terror and amazement. But listen, listen again to the abrupt starkness which draws Mark's gospel to a close. But when they arrived, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled away. When they went inside the burial cave, they saw a young man dressed in pure white garment sitting on the right side of the cave. This filled the women with fear that covered them like a blanket. "Do not fear," the young man said to them. "The one you're looking for is not here. Creator sets free from Seed Planter Village, who was killed on the cross, has returned to life. See for yourselves. Here is where they laid him. Now go and tell his followers and stands on the rock that he is going ahead of them to Circle of Nations. It is there that they will see him again, just as he told them." Terror and amazement came upon the women, and they ran as fast as they could from the burial cave. That's how experiences of revelation tend to leave us, holding both terror and amazement. They reach deep into the body, the soul, deep into the heart of who we are. Biblical scholar Reverend Dr. Gail O'Day writes, "Terror and amazement are words that describe one's response to a theophany, to a revelation of God. It is God who raised Jesus. It is God who has altered the rules of their known world. In the face of theophany, silence is not a failed or inadequate response. Silence is a wholly appropriate response, because the women's silence creates a space for the voice and the presence of God to resound. What adequate words can the women speak in those first few moments as they leave the tomb that would not trivialize the moment, that would not make the empty tomb into a story about what they have seen instead of being a moment about what God has done? The women's restraint and Mark's parallel restraint in recounting the Easter story combine to allow a moment of holy awe for the reader of the gospel. And what if this is our invitation on this Easter morning, to stand hushed and in awe at the cosmic power of God to take away death's sting? Another biblical scholar says there are at least two ways to miss a miracle. First, to dismiss it, to reject it too readily, as if astonishing things, they never happen. And a second is to domesticate it, to accept it too readily, as if it isn't astonishing at all. Marcus Mumford and Pharrell singing Good People, "Welcome to the Revelation. I was once underwater, and now I'm on fire. Welcome to the Revelation. And I feel it in the air that Mother Earth ain't steady. Feel so alive even though times are deadly. And in my soul, something is stirring now, that revelation. Long was the night, but you know we've been dreaming. The city's getting loud because the mountains are screaming. Welcome to the revelation. The sun is rising. It's coming. It's on its way. So nothing tonight is getting in the way." And that's part of the depth of resurrection and revelation. It's not an end at all. Holding the terror and amazement as we hear and rehear the story of the women that first Easter signals not a final victory, but an ending that is now a beginning, a dawn of a new day. The death-dealing ways of violence in Jesus' day are tragically all too real in our day, often masquerading, as they did back then, in the insidious violence and scapegoating and shaming of political and religious leaders who co-conspire in hopes of keeping the lid on God's revelation, which is always already on the loose, and inviting all of us, all of creation, to join an Easter chorus that sings, "Welcome to the revelation." Things are not as they seem. The end is not an end. What feels like an end is God's beginning. And to that, friends, the church sings back, "Christ is risen," and proclaims, "In the face of death, Christ is risen indeed." So may the terror and amazement of this astonishing good news inspire a snowball effect of curiosity, which emboldens each of us to know in the depths of our hearts, in our own bodies, in our minds, and in our souls, that we too can do something this very day to be of added value. For indeed, the voice and presence of God resounds, crying, "Welcome to the revelation." Amen.
And indeed, Jesus revolutionized the way so many of us experience something we do every day, which is breaking of the bread, also known as eating, right? And he revolutionized this when he invited not just those who the rules said to invite, but he invited everyone, all of God's beloved, to his table. And we do the same this day. And as we prepare for this feast, we pause to recognize the ways we fall short and need to expand our understanding of just who is our neighbor. And so I invite us to rise as we are able in body and spirit and pray with one voice this prayer that comes to us from a Native American activist. And then there will be pretty soon a surprise, which is the words will sound the same, but we're going to sing communion in a new way because, of course, our music team has been composing. So be on the rising for that. Let us pray. The lands of the planet call to humankind for redemption, but it is a redemption of sanity, not a supernatural reclamation project at the end of history. The lands wait for those who can discern their rhythms. The peculiar genius of each continent, each river valley, the rugged mountains, the placid lakes, all call for relief from the constant burden of exploitation. Who will find peace with the lands? The future of humankind lies waiting for those who will come to understand their lives and take up their responsibilities to all living things. Who will listen to the trees, the animals and birds, the voices of the places of the land? Hear these words of assurance which come to us from the first century. Show yourself to those in need. Heal those who are sick. Fill those who are hungry. Give freedom to those who are imprisoned. Console the faint-hearted. This way of Christ's beauty and love is yours this day and evermore. Let's say amen.
Amen. And I invite us to join in the church's practice for recognizing the presence of God in each and every neighbor around us. Friends, may the peace of Christ be with you. And we invite you to turn and share a symbol of peace with those just right around you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise.
I feel like we sound like a Broadway musical. Can't you feel it? We really do. You are the giver of every good thing. You create the visible world and all it contains. You inebriate it with inexhaustible springs. You said, let us make humanity in our own image, and you gave us souls endowed with reason and judgment. You gave us bodies endowed with senses and with movement. You brought us into this paradise of delights, but we scorned your commandment, and you rightly thrust us forth from paradise, but you did not wholly reject us in our lost state. You promised to release us from the bonds of death so that we might live and rise from the dead.
Holy, holy, holy.
Passion descended and took up residence in the bread. In fire and spirit are in the womb of her who bore you. Fire and spirit are in the rivers in which we are baptized. Fire and spirit are in our baptismal fonts and in the bread and in the cup are fire, fire and Holy Spirit.
Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come.
Christ's body is newly mingled with our bodies. Christ's blood poured into our veins. Christ's voice in our ears and brightness in our eyes. In God's compassion, the whole of Christ is mingled with the whole of God's creation.
Been waiting for months for that moment. You all sound so good. It's so beautiful and it's so uplifting and it's so true. So I invite us into another truth, which is a prayer that has been with us through the generations. It's been passed one to another from Jesus, and the church named it the Lord's Prayer, but we pray this one, this version that comes to us out of the New Zealand prayer book. So let us pray with one voice.
Eternal Spirit, Earth Maker, Pain Bearer, Life Giver, Source of all that is and that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, loving God in whom is heaven, the hallowing of your name echoes through the universe. The way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the earth. Your heavenly will be done by all created beings. Your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen.
Pour your Spirit, God, upon each of us gathered in this moment and over these gifts before us. Make these gifts the body and love of Christ, and make us through them Christ's body alive in the world. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. All are welcome, as we said, to the table of God's love. And when we say all, we mean everyone. For those of us who are joining us online, please bring close to you your bread and your cup, whatever you are using for juice this morning. For those of us worshiping here in the sanctuary, we want you to know there are a lot of us, but we'll have four stations, two at the front and two in the back. We invite you to always take your time to remember that every week there are those among us for whom this is something really new and really different. There are those among us for whom this is a life practice. Most of us are somewhere in between on that continuum, but we want you to know you can't make a mistake. There are platters of bread. You take a piece of bread or a gluten-free cracker and take it off the platter and dip it in the cup, which is filled with grape juice, just so you know it's always grape juice. We make our way around in God's divine dance. I'm not going to give you directions. You can do it. We have never lost anyone. Yeah. And there are places to pray all around the sanctuary or simply right where you are in your seat. There are candles. You may stand or kneel, whichever is in your heart this day.
Friends, this is the body of Christ and the bread of life broken for you, and God's love poured out for you and for all of creation. Amen. Linda, this is the body of Christ and bread of life broken for you.
Body of Christ.
Everyone. sing along. With all we carry, the strong and the weary, we belong. One more time, join us. All means all.
Loving God, for the gift of the dawn of this new day, we give you thanks. Amen. I invite us to remain standing. We're going to move out in song together in just a moment on this Easter morning. We do want to make an invitation for you to wonder about the next steps God might be inviting you to take. For us as a community, our entire Easter offering this year will go to support. Each year we identify a ministry that is important either here in our local community or internationally. And this year we're going to be supporting summer high school students in having fellowships at Table Farm. Table Farm is a ministry we started a month into pandemic where we grow food alongside neighbors and give it away through an interfaith food bank. Your gifts this morning, by either placing them in the offering plate or sharing online under, as Sarneet named, the Easter Bulletin, will go to support high school students in learning about environmental justice, about food insecurity, and about contemplative spiritual disciplines. So your generosity is a direct expression of God's generous ways. We're going to go out in song this morning. This is our music team sharing Michael Franti's Once a Day.
You always think it's gonna happen to another person, and it's never ever gonna happen to you. You got your friends, you got your money, got your friends, you got your honey. You think you got a million days, but when life comes your way and it knocks you right down, that's when I say that everybody ought to hug somebody at least once a day, and everybody ought to kiss somebody at least once a day. Everybody gonna miss somebody at least once a day. And everybody gonna love somebody. Every day we all will rise up.
Spread your wings.
And we all will rise up.
Spread your wings.
And we all will rise up. And we all will rise up. And we all will rise up.
Spread your wings.
And we all will rise up. And we all will rise up. Of living is just a life full of purpose, and so don't ever think a planet from where it's worth. If your first verse,
you might never get a
second verse. This ain't for us,
so you can't put it in reverse.
So just believe in yourself, don't let it be negative.
Tell you what to do,
because I know in this sweet, sweet life that just this message is true. Everybody ought to hug somebody at least once a day, and everybody ought to kiss somebody at least once a day. Everybody gonna love somebody every day, and we all will rise up.
Spread your wings.
And we all will rise up. And we all will rise up.
Spread your wings.
And we all will rise up. And we all will rise up.
Spread your wings.
And we all will rise up. And we all will rise up. And we all will rise up.
Don't you worry about what people say. Raise your hand and be on your way. And it don't matter if you're a holiday.
At least once a day. Everybody ought to kiss somebody at least once a day. Everybody's gonna miss somebody at least once a day.
And everybody gonna love somebody every day. And we all will rise up.
Spread your wings.
And we all will rise up. We all will rise up.
Spread your wings.
And we all will rise up. We all will rise up.
Spread your wings.
And we all will rise up. We all will rise up. And we all will
friends, today is the dawn of a new day. Welcome to the revelation. May you go from this place trusting that God makes a way where it feels like there is no way. May you go in the power and the mystery of that truth now and always. Amen.
Everybody ought to hug somebody
at least once a day.
Everybody ought to kiss somebody at least once a day.
Somebody
love somebody.